Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yesterday I said this is one of the most important things that we do on the Brett Maga Show, and I really do mean that. We do a lot of things that hopefully you understand gives back to the community. We hand deliver Valentines to those who are in need of a connection of love, who are living in senior citizen facilities. We hand out pumpkins to people. One of the, I think, goals of the show is to share our lives and to share love and gratitude. It is a goal of ours. And this is one of those ones where we have to do the heavy lifting. Like, the kids who make the Valentines, they make them. And then we just go and deliver them to the senior citizens. You know, we hand deliver pumpkins, but it's your stories that matter. But this is one of the ones where you kind of feel like you're putting yourself out there. We write thank you letters to people, and it's a great lesson. I try to teach my kids this all the time. Saying thank you isn't just about like just repeating the words. It's actually the feeling that you have feeling. It's the feeling gratitude. And so to put it out there isn't the easiest thing to do. And so AB just said, I'm just so over talking. I'm so over putting myself out there, because you had to do that. Let your maid of honor, your maid of honor, let your brides know, these two sisters in your life, how much they meant to you. Yeah. And now you're about to do it again with your thank you letter to let people know. And we challenge you to do this, because putting yourself out there and letting them know, it goes a long way. It really does. AB, I actually received one last year. AB wrote one to me last year. I'll never forget it. It means so much to me. It's going to mean so much to the people in your life. So AB, who did you write yours to this year?
I decided to write my letter to my core group of college friends.
Okay.
A few days ago, my best friend Elizabeth got married, and somehow in the middle of all the chaos and celebration, one of the best parts for me was that it brought my college friends and I back together. I've seen each of these friends in pairs or visited them one-on-one, but this was the first time the four of us have all been together in 3 years. But the second we were in the same room, it felt like absolutely nothing had changed. It was like I was stepping right back into a version of myself that only exists when we're together, where every little thing is the funniest thing we've ever heard, and memories I haven't thought about in years come flooding back. College was a blessing and a curse. When I left for college, some part of me always felt a little homesick for my parents and sisters back home. But it wasn't long until I would come home from winter break or summer break or long weekends, and I would find myself homesick for my friends at school. No matter where I am now, a little piece of my heart is always somewhere else. The four of us couldn't be more different from one another. Abby's in New York working in the financial district. Carly's in Colorado working with kids doing occupational therapy. Kristen's a stay-at-home mom flipping houses and raising her two kids. And I'm here working in radio. But I think our friendship works so well because we are so different. There was never any competition. It was always support, always encouragement, always cheering each other on in completely different directions. And everyone is happy and thriving where they are meant to be. There are very few people in my life that I can hang out with and leave feeling more energized than before, and the night of the wedding was the first time in maybe years I've stayed up talking with a friend past 3 a.m. There's always more to say, more stories to share, and pictures to look back on. Every time we're all together, I walk away feeling like a new person, like someone flipped a switch back on inside me. I forget how rare it is to have those kinds of people in your life. Carly, Abby, and Kristen, thank you for being my people, the ones who always bring me back to myself. I love you more than you know.
Aww.
It's beautiful. I think we all have those people in our lives. Like, I always describe, like, true friendship are those friendships that you almost don't even need to work on.
Right.
Like, they're just there as soon as you make a, like, you can go long periods of time without talking to them, and then you call them, and they're already out the door. Like, oh, they must need something. I'm on my way. Like we haven't, there's no catch-up period needed, because that's the true definition of friendship, is I'm willing to take the shirt off my back and you don't even have to. And when you get into a room, it just, that rush of feelings or emotions just instantly brings you back. That's, and we all have those friends where, like, life just takes you in different directions, but you'll always somehow be like steered back together.
Yeah.
In some way, shape, or form.
I saw this friendship happened this weekend when you guys were all together. I got to see it, and you literally, like, the vibes that were coming off you guys were just pure love. You guys were like super physical with each other, like, you know, hugging each other, touching each other's hands. And you can tell like you guys physically missed each other. You emotionally missed each other. It was really, really special.
It was funny watching my dad watch us too, because he like wouldn't really be on the dance floor, but he'd be sitting at the table just like watching me and my friends and like smiling.
I think as a parent, that goes to show you no matter where life takes you, that you're going to be okay. Like, yes. That's like you said in the letter, mm-hmm. like in the college, like you let your, it sounds so cliche, like the bird out the nest, you know, yep. as a dad. And all of a sudden you're like, I'm nervous about that. But you found your group of people. And yeah. although you're scattered all over the world, you're just like, I know my daughter's going to be okay because she has a group of people that love her. And that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So Kevin, you're up next.
I am.
How are you feeling?
Feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good. You guys have left it, you know, hard to follow.
Yeah.
But I'll do my best to say thank you to someone I love.
All week long, we're spreading thankfulness and gratitude to people in our lives. We challenge you to do the same because we are thankful that you allow us an opportunity to do this every single day, is have a show that connects with so many different people. So we're thankful for you.